This is Kate Arcus-Gray reporting from the Radio Festival in Salford Quays, and I have wandered over out in the coffee break, and I've come over to the BBC Future Media and Technology Blue Room Live stand, and with me is Alison Hunter, who actually works in the Blue Room at the BBC now. What is the Blue Room?
It's a demonstration area that basically is set up to demonstrate consumer technology and what's happening with consumer technology in respect of broadcasting. So for BBC staff and the technologists to understand how the general public are using consumer technology such as TVs, radios, internet devices to actually view and watch BBC content.
Now on the table here we've got a vast array of different radios, devices, lots of screens on these things. Is that a growing trend?
It certainly is. I mean, what you're finding is the whole touchscreen technology very much come through from people walking up to any screen now and putting their fingers onto it, expecting it to work in a touchscreen mode, certainly from things like the iPhone. So you're getting many more touchscreen technology, but also internet connectivity. So you've got touchscreen and you've got other applications finding their way onto boxes that you wouldn't expect them. So, for instance, we have a number of radios that have Twitter, that have Facebook, that are touchscreen, and it's sort of like you can see the synergy happening between those products, basically.
And with the Blue Room, I mean, is your main focus sort of trying to teach people in the BBC what's out there so that they can become more creative with their programming and you know, put it in a way that consumers are actually using it?
Yes, I think it's has a number of purposes. I mean, BBC staff are very much like all members of the public. You know, you'll get a level of people who are somewhat technophobic and actually they won't have actually used many of these devices, so they won't have seen content that they're actually making, say on phones or on radios. For other people it's very much a touchstone of technology, so for technologists they'll be developing things like iPlayer apps for certain products, and they'll want to see them actually on the machines that for live, as it were. So it's sort of a dual role between for technologists themselves to see the products, but also non-technologists to understand and appreciate that them on many more devices than ever before, and in many more different ways. For instance, they're viewing material travelling on phones, not traditionally in your lounge or beside a radio set.
And of the bits of kit that you've got on display here today, which is your favourite? And you know, what's the fancy gizmo? What does it do? Why is it so special?
Right. Okay. Well, I can say what's come out literally in the last couple of days that we have on show. So we have the Nokia N8, which is a very interesting new mobile device. The thing, what makes it interesting to us, given that we're at the radio festival, is that it has a DAB headset. So you can have an application, your DAB radio, and the headset is like an accessory, and all of a sudden you've got DAB radio on a mobile phone, which is a big development in the mobile market for DAB radio.
I mean, is that a bit similar to the robot Roby thing that you used to have for iPods?
Yeah, absolutely. It's exactly that. But unlike the iPod, which was specific to iPod, and I don't believe it's available within the iPhone. I think it's very specific to the iPod technology. This is the first one we're seeing actually within a phone that you're being able to receive DAB. And as a sort of an interesting step within that, you're seeing the N8. It's a step up in power, if you like, for a multimedia device. So you're looking at a camera that is, I think it's 12 megapixels. It's got an HD camera, which is not that unusual, but you've actually also got integrated HD editing within the phone itself. So it's
what about for audio recording? How is it for that?
Do you know, I have to say, I have not. I've done editing so far. We got it yesterday. Editing so far, pictures, but for audio recording, I have not recorded any, which is terrible. That we are out of radio.
Obviously, that is the most important thing.
So when we finish this, that will be the next thing. We'll be sitting there doing some audio recording.
Now, I think the problem that I had, I mean, many years ago, I got a small, it's a very cute little dinky portable DAB radio. It was a Roberts one. Looked lovely. Unfortunately, as I was walking along, I found the signal broke up quite a lot. And it basically ate batteries.
Yeah.
You know, I could walk for half an hour and that would be it. It would be gone.
Yeah.
If you stick one of these headsets on your smartphone, which generally don't have a great battery anyway, you know, is that it? If you killed off your phone for the day?
Yes. I'd like to tell you that DAB, the power consumption of DAB has changed, but it hasn't changed in those terms. And yes, if you're putting that heavy drawing of power onto a smartphone, as you rightly say, that uses a lot of power anyway, you're going to really limit your battery life. A great demonstration we always give for DAB, which is we have a wind-up radio on display here, and it's a DAB radio for what an FM. I would have to be extremely strong to get 10 minutes of DAB out of that radio. I have to wind and wind and wind, and the equivalent would be an incredibly long time for FM. So the notion of, you know, DAB is very, very power hungry.
And I mean, you work with lots of the new devices. I suppose you talk to some of the companies that are producing them. Is the power consumption something that the producers are actually looking at? I mean, you know, we're always being told we've got to cut down our energy use and become greener, and yet here we are forcing everybody onto using these devices that are so power hungry.
It's one of those things, isn't it? Because it's what drives what. You know, for a manufacturer, they'll be sitting there thinking, what will the next, in 6 months' time? Remember, the life cycle of a mobile phone is around 6 months. It's obsolete. So they'll be thinking, what can I put onto it to make a new purchaser purchase it? So in a one way, it goes against, you know, the eco goes against their commercial interests in a way. So for instance, we have the iPad there. Well, undoubtedly the next generation will have a camera in it or USB or all that, and you get more power. So it is one of those strange anomalies that you have the eco, if you like, credentials working against actually consumer renewal, really, which aren't compatible.
But if they don't find a way to make it more efficient, then nobody is ever going to bother renewing their DAB headset if they've just realised they can't use it.
I think it's an interesting thing. I mean, I've yet to talk to a manufacturer who they always throw it back. They always say, well, actually, if you look at the developments within battery technology for, say, cars, for, say, you're still, you know, if you drive a Mini, an electric Mini, you have a trunk full of batteries to power that car. Battery technology it doesn't appear to have progressed in the way that we're expecting our devices to progress in terms of technology changes. And so it appears to be an anomaly there. Really.
Okay, and what would you like to see? What would be your, you know, what are you expecting that we'll be seeing in the next few months as a new thing on the market?
Do you know, I think at the moment, I asked my colleagues what they're with trends that they're thinking coming out in radio, and at the moment they're thinking much more of the same. So screens in everything, and the next big thing. The area we're in very much follows trend in terms of not follows. That's the wrong word. It's very much what's out there, rather than the R&D saying what's coming next in that way. But I think it's the synergy between products is more and more. You know, when does a radio become a computer? When does a computer become the front of your fridge? You know, it's that, and I think that's very much the following trend. And screens becoming bigger and more clearer is another trend.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for your time.
No problem.